Last week, we talked about how to study English. Many of you are interested in English conversation or improving your scores on tests like TOEIC and TOEFL, but are having trouble achieving your goals. Today, I'd like to review some of the points I made last week. First, don't be too dependent on teachers. Teachers like me can help you. However, if you wait for teachers to give you what you need, you will never go far. This is particularly true at this university because we do not have an intensive English program. You only have English classes for a few hours each week. This is not enough time to make good progress. If you want to improve, you must take the initiative. Read books. Use the internet to read and listen to English. Ask questions. Take charge of your own study. Second, get lots of good input. Speaking is a kind of output. If you want to be a good speaker, you need lots of input. When you are studying English, input is listening and reading. You will never become a good speaker of English by trying to translate from Japanese. You must imitate the English you hear or read. This is just like breathing. You can't breathe out if you don't have any air in your lungs. To breathe out, you must first breathe in. Third, study living English. By living English, I mean English that is used for communication. A book that tells a story is living English. A podcast that explains something, even this one, is living English. A practice test in which you try to learn how to choose the right answer is not living English. A list of words and Japanese translations is not living English. This point about living English is closely related to my second point about input. You should be reading and listening to living English because living English will show you how English really works and give you good models to imitate. Even if your primary goal is to improve your scores on tests like TOEIC and TOEFL, the best long-term strategy is to get lots of good living English input. Fourth, use your imagination. I showed you a video about a young man who became an excellent gymnast. One secret to his success was image training. He didn't just go to a gym and do what his teachers told him to do. He imagined what he wanted to do even when he could not practice gymnastics. He drew pictures in a notebook that showed what he wanted to do. He made his stuffed animal do what he wanted to do. I'm sure that this image training was a major factor in his success. This point is also closely related to my second point about input. You should take what you read and hear and imagine how you can use it when you speak. If you do this a lot, your input will help you become a better speaker.